You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The Twin Cities Ballet celebrates 35 years of performing the classic holiday ballet, The Nutcracker, Saturday and Sunday, December 3rd and 4th at 2 p.m. at Illinois State University's Braden Auditorium. Featuring the timeless music of Tchaikovsky, the show has over 100 dancers on stage enacting the classic tale by E.T.A. Hoffman. The ballet is choreographed by the Twin Cities Ballet's artistic director, Eka Bezirgani, who says there's a very good reason why The Nutcracker is so very popular.
The Nutcracker and music of Nutcracker is associated with Christmas. And everyone loves Christmas, of course.
What are some of the challenges that you face with staging a show full of children? You must have over 100 children dancing.
Yes, it is very challenging staging the show with so many children. But I couldn't do it all by myself. As artistic director, I do choreography, and first I teach my company and we work on technique. I have a lot of help with staging Nutcracker. For example, Miss Janet doing Bam Bam dance, and it's her choreography. Miss Lisa teach parents dance. Julie Waitman, who is president of Twin City School of Dance, she helps with Nutcracker very much. She makes these all beautiful costumes, and which is a lot of work and very difficult. Jeannie Phillips, who is vice president, she helps me very much with props, children's rehearsals. She spends a lot of time. It takes many, many people, including parents, to put show like Nutcracker at Christmas.
So it's a real team effort.
Yes, it is.
You have danced the role of the Sugar Plum Fairy. What makes that role so beautiful and so appealing for dancers?
The Sugar Plum Fairy role is one of the most famous role all of ballet. It's always performed by a principal dancer in the show. So, of course, all dancers want to try to perform a most famous ballet role. It's very challenging role, but it gives the principal dancer opportunity to perform her best.
You attended the Moscow Academy of Dance.
Yes.
What lessons did you learn there that you are passing on to your students?
Work hard and perform at your best. Moscow Academy of Dance is one of the most famous ballet universities in the world. So I had several best of the teachers in the world. All teachers in Moscow ask them students to work hard and pay attention to the details of doing ballet correctly. So this all I try to pass on my students. And most of my students work very hard and follow instructions. So some of them become beautiful and strong dancers. And I'm very happy with my students.
Why is learning ballet good for children? I imagine it's good for their bodies, but does learning ballet give them more?
It's very good for children to learn ballet to become a good dancer. You have to work hard and follow instructions. Same qualities is necessary when you are a student in college or you become an adult. If you learn how to work hard, how to stay focused, it always will help you in your future life.
So it makes them mentally strong.
That's correct.
That's Eka Bezirgani, the artistic director for the Twin Cities Ballet, which presents The Nutcracker Saturday and Sunday, December 3rd and 4th at 2 p.m. at ISU's Braden Auditorium. I'm Laura Kennedy.